This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. Liberty Party standard bearer Councillor Charles Bromskin is calling for a recusal of the National Elections Commission Board of Commissioners from presiding over his party's claim of irregularities and fraud in the October 10 elections. Councillor Bromskin's demand comes after the Supreme Court ordered the NEC to suspend the holding of presidential runoff election scheduled for Tuesday, November 7, 2017, pending the outcome of his hearing. The Liberty Party standard bearer told a news conference Monday that NEC Chairman Councillor Jerome Kokoya made a statement that the pieces of evidence produced by the LP are fake and lack substance. He says the NEC chairman has rubbished the evidence, thereby making him to have a side. Councillor Charles Bromskin also stated that the legal battle against the electoral process has not ended, emphasizing that the opinion of the Supreme Court is only the beginning. The Carter Center has renewed its call for Liberian political parties to reaffirm their commitments to a peaceful electoral process. The Carter Center also emphasized the need for the political institutions to ensure that their supporters remain calm and exercise patience as they await resolution of electoral disputes. The Carter Center's call came in the wake of Monday's ruling from the Supreme Court placing a prohibition on the conduct of the presidential runoff. Carter Center Elections Observation Director told on the radio that it is important that all Liberians remain committed to ensuring a peaceful democratic transition from one government to another. Megan Fitzgerald, however, noted that the Carter Center is encouraged by Liberians who have pledged to put Liberia first and ensure that a peace is upheld. Madam Fitzgerald is also hoping that parties to the electoral dispute will submit their claims in time to ensure a timely resolution of the matter. Major international climate change negotiations have begun in Germany amid a warning from UN weather experts that 2017 may prove to be the second hottest year on record. The warmest to date was 2016, with 2015 not far behind. The World Meteorological Organization WMO finding issued in its annual State of the Climate report shows that average global temperatures this year are 1.1 degrees centigrade higher than the pre-industrial period. They are also reckoned to be up to 0.5 degrees centigrade warmer than the 1981 to 2010 average. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. A Danish man whose freezer contained women's genitals has been found guilty of various crimes by a South African court, but not female genital mutilation. Peter Frederiksen was found guilty of rape, production and possession of child pornography, conspiracy to murder and numerous other charges. But the charges relating to mutilating women were dropped last month. A judge was unable to find him guilty due to a loophole in South African law. According to local media, the law was unclear on what penalties removing body tissue without consent should carry. And Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has accused Iran of an act of direct military aggression by supplying missiles to rebels in Yemen. State media quoted the prince as telling UK Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson in a telephone conversation that this may be considered an act of war. On Saturday, a ballistic missile was intercepted near the Saudi capital. Iran has denied arming the Houthi movement, which is fighting a Saudi-led coalition backing Yemen's government. Foreign Minister Mohammed Javad Zarif said on Monday that Saudi Arabia's wars of aggression and regional bullying were threatening the Middle East. That's the UNMEL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEL, you can log on to www.unmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmel2003, or Twitter/UNMEL News. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.